the squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMZA.
Well, good evening, everyone. Live here in Colby for the second time today. Class 1A D1 girls state tournament semifinal. Frankfurt, the 6 seed, 21-3 on the season, taking on the number 2 seed, the South Gray Rebels, 23-1 on the year for the right to play in the title game. And on the other side of the bracket, Little River defeating Centralia 50-42 earlier this afternoon. Well, these two squared off last year in the first round of the tournament, and that game, Frankfurt victorious, 61-53 was the final score. Sydney Wapp went ballistic in that game. She had 22 points, 8 for 10 shooting, including 6 for 7 from the free throw line and 5 rebounds to boot. They would love to get another performance out of her like that here tonight from the 5'9 senior. And also, Emma Hardwick and Hattie Gross also each got 15 points apiece. Emma Hardwick was 8 for 11 from the free throw line. Hattie Gross was 5 for 12 from the floor, and she also went 5 of 6 from the charity stripe. And really, Everett, she wasn't too bad herself. She also added 8 points. The biggest thing in that game, though, was the turnovers. Frankfurt had 13 turnovers in the first half. In the second half, they limited themselves to just 6 turnovers. And the Rebels had just 3 points off of those turnovers in the second half. That was a huge deciding factor. Also, free throws were ginormous in this game for the Wildcats. They were 24 for 30 in that game from the free throw line. That's 80%. And again, that was a 61-53 win for the Wildcats in the opening round of the state tournament just a year ago. And here in this one, a spot in the championship on the line. Oh, also, they met back in 2009. That was a 66-38 South Gray win. That was the first round. Again, the 09 state tournaments. These two schools familiar with each other, that's for sure. And some of these players here this evening are familiar with each other. And go back to the game last year for South Gray. Their leading scorer that game was Kylie Stapleton. She had 17 points. Vi Helm also added 12 points. She's the leading scorer on the team this year. She fouled out with 35 seconds left in that meeting a year ago. And Allie Reed, who went ballistic yesterday, she had just 8 points last year against the Wildcats. And yesterday, talking of Allie Reed, she had 27 points in their win yesterday over Rollins County. She also had 9 rebounds and 5 steals. She shot 11 of 18 from the floor and 4 for 4 from the free throw line. As for Vi Helm, she had 11 points. She was just 4 of 13 shooting, so not her best effort yesterday. She also added 4 assists. Jaselyn Hughes Camp, she had a couple points in last year's matchup, but she had 6 points in this game. Very efficient, 3 for 4 yesterday. Also, Reagan Mears, she had 6 points, 2 of 3 shooting with 3 steals. Biggest thing for them yesterday was they got to a hot start. They outscored the Buffaloes 16-3 in the first quarter, and points off turnovers was heavily in the Rebels' favor, 19-0 favor of the Buffaloes. All right, well, we prefaced this one just a little bit. We'll come back here in just a bit. We'll talk about this Frankfurt team, what they did yesterday, and what they need to do to get a win here this evening. Back here in 3 minutes, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner, committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. And welcome home to Community National Bank.
Right at home, Community National Bank.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SBS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SBS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Your project starts here at Sawalmer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Stop by Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca and purchase any carpet of any kind and upgrade to our top-of-the-line pink pad for no additional charge. Our top-of-the-line pink pad features memory foam for ultimate comfort. Enhance your space and extend the life of your carpet with the quality material and expertise that only Sawalmer Lumber provides. This opportunity is only available for a limited time, so stop by today. Transform your home where every improvement begins with Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
About 10 minutes from tip-off between Frankfort and South Gray, Class 181 Girls State Tournament semifinal, or second one of the day. We're looking at Frankfort now on an 8-game winning streak since that 47-42 loss to Centralia on the road back on February the 2nd. And it's all been about the defense for the Wildcats. And talking about that performance against Washington County in the sub-state semifinals when they held the Tigers scoreless in the second and fourth quarters. And then the following game in the sub-state championship against Clifton Clyde, they held the Eagles to just 3 points in the first quarter. They had another quarter like that yesterday as they outscored St. John yesterday 21-4 in the second quarter. And that 24-5 run after trailing 10-4 was the biggest factor of that game yesterday, in which they took a 28-15 lead at half and never let up after that. And talking about that game more in depth, a 51-34 win over the Tigers from Hudson, Kansas. Lexi Dollinghouse, 12 points, 6 of which in the second quarter. And she was our player of the game because of that big-time second quarter that she had. Also 12 points from Hattie Gross in the win. Emma Hardwick had 7 points. And then Breely Ebert and Sydney Wapp had 6. And Sydney Wapp made the lone 2 field goals in the fourth quarter. The rest of the team pitched in with some free throws in the fourth quarter, in which the Wildcats made 9 free throws in that fourth quarter. And the Wildcats, they shot well. They were efficient, 41% from the floor, 40% from beyond the arc, and 76.5% from the free throw line as a team yesterday. That's good enough to get you on to the next round. Well, Frankfort's trying to avoid what they did last year, and that's lose in the semifinal round. Last year, losing to Quinter 42-38 in the semifinals before they defeated Norwich 49-23 in the third-place game. And Centralia, they are already in the third-place game, and Little River in the championship awaiting the winner of this one. Frankfort looking for their first state title in school history and their first state title appearance since 1981. So this would be their best season in over 40 years if they could get a win here tonight. And this year tonight, they're playing in their fourth semifinal appearance in school history. A special team trying to pay it off with another win. And we'll talk about their opponent coming up in just a bit. It's the South Gray Rebels taking on the Frankfort Wildcats. Be back in another 3 minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
To provide service after the sale at Honeyman Ford in Seneca, they've expanded more service bays, more factory-authorized Ford parts, and more Ford factory-trained and certified technicians are ready to help you with your maintenance and repair. Let Honeyman Ford in Seneca be the place you buy your next vehicle, and you too can enjoy the results of their expanded services.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
The Telephone Lifeline Program, often referred to as Lifeline, is a government initiative aimed at providing affordable telephone service to low-income individuals and their families. It ensures that everybody has access to basic communication services. Lifeline offers discounted phone services to eligible participants, helping bridge the digital divide and promote inclusivity. Contact JBN Telephone Company today at 785-866-2310 to see if you qualify. JBN Telephone Company, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955. It's almost time for the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on March 16th. With spots, crosses, and Burks, over 50 head to choose from. Contact Joe Lamberson today at 785-851-0781. Hope to see you there at the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on Saturday, March 16th.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Save 20 cents a gallon with the DinoPay app when you fill up your fuel tank at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and also in Waterville and Blue Rapids. Download the DinoPay app and start saving today. Receive 20 cents off per gallon using your Mobile Advantage debit. Find all the details and start saving your 20 cents per gallon at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and in Waterville and Blue Rapids.
KMZ.
Back here at Colby, about to get tip off underway in our 5 minutes. Now Gray and Frankfort. Let's talk about these Rebels. Their only loss of the season coming on January 27th. A one-point defeat, 42-41. They beat them back again in the regular season finale, 52-33. So this is a team that is riding a 10-game winning streak coming into tonight. The Rebels won the Skyline High School sub-state tournament. They were the top seed and got an opening round bye. They defeated Ashland 59-25 in the semifinals, and then defeated Vernon South Central 61-34 in the sub-state championship. Like Frankfort, this is their fourth state semifinal appearance as well. They're hoping for their third state championship. They won the state championship in 2008 and in 2010. And last night, they defeated Rollins County heavily, 58-29. Kind of talked about Allie Reed and her dominance, 27 points, 9 rebounds, 5 steals for her. 11-18 shooting. Frankfort held her to just 8 points in the meeting between these two teams a year ago. Their leading scorer is Vi Helm. She averages 16.8 points per game and 6.3 rebounds per game. She shoots 51% from the floor on the season. Kylie Stapleton mentioned how dominant she has been. 13.6 points per game for her, 5 rebounds, 42% shooting, and how about this? 38% from beyond the arc for Stapleton, shooting 73% from the free throw line as well. Allie Reed is averaging 10 points and 8 boards per game, as well as leading the team in steals with 3.4 steals per game and assists with 3.2 assists per game. And she shoots very efficiently as well at 45% from the floor. We're going to go ahead and have the starters announced. And we'll go ahead and do that here as well. So first, looking at the starters for the South Gray Rebels. Number two, a 5'4 sophomore, J.C. Hegent. Number 12, a 5'9, excuse me, a number three, a 5'9 senior, Ty Helm. Number five, a 5'9 junior, Callie Stapleton. Number 10, a 5'5 senior, Jacelyn Hulskamp. And number 11, a 5'8 junior, Allie Reed. South Gray is head coached by John Wall. And as for Frankfurt, they'll start like this. Number one, a 5'9 senior, Sydney Wop. Number 11, a 5'7 junior, Reilly Everts. Number 12, a 5'5 senior, Emma Hardwick. Number 22, a 5'9 senior, Hattie Gross. And number 23, a 5'8 senior, Lexi Dollinghouse. And the Frankfurt Wildcats are head coached by Brian Everts. So once again, the starters for South Gray is Aegis, Helm, Stapleton, Hulskamp, Reed. And for Frankfurt, it's Wop, Ebert, Hardwick, Dollinghouse, Gross, and Lexi Dollinghouse. To be specific, we'll see Ashley Dollinghouse come off the bench for the Wildcats, but she had a pretty nice game herself yesterday. Ashley Dollinghouse shoots life out from beyond the arc, and we'll see how deep the Wildcats go. Yesterday, didn't go very deep, went seven players deep. Actually, make it eight. You exclude the very end of the game. And the starting five, as well as Ashton Dollinghouse, Kenneth Stoll, and Tessa Parkham are off the bench. And that's as far as they went. Frankfurt set to go with their red uniforms, just like you say. South Gray is back again with their white uniforms as well, with the blue letters and numbers. It'll be Dollinghouse tipping for the Wildcats, and we're underway as it goes to the Rebels. Rebels find our fans behind me, and here's the layup right out of the gate. Now it looked too easy for Allie Reed. It's a quick 2-0 lead for the Wildcats. Hardwick traveled with it against the press. Egypt and Stapleton doubling up Hardwick, forcing the turnover. Emma Hardwick is one of the best ball protectors in the Twin Valley League. She has an assist turnover ratio of 2.12. 70 assists to 33 turnovers, which is really a precedent at this level. Here is Dejan to the near side wing. A pass now to the top to Kiefer Reed. Far side wing for Dejan. Once again, working around the perimeter. Man-to-man defense for the Wildcats. Here's Helm, defended by Hattie Gross. Here's the back, and they'll reset. Back to the near side. Stapleton with it. Nothing doing here this possession here for the Rebels. Driving left. Helm travels. It'll go to the Wildcats. Press break on for Frankfurt. Passes across half court to Gross on the far side. And she'll bring it back near midcourt with a pass towards Emma Hardwick's way. To the far side, waiting to Gross. Dribbles towards the middle. Here's Greeley Everett's first touch. Hands it off to Lexi Dollinghouse, far side wing. Handed off, but a nice steal. But it's turned right back over to Frankfurt. And they'll reset. Everett. Takes the hand off to Hardwick. Now we'll give it to her. Far side corner. Drives by a defender. Layup. No good, but she's fouled. And she'll go to the line to shoot two. Emma Hardwick, a 62.7% free throw shooter coming into the tournament, averaging 6.3 points per game. That foul goes to Allie Reed, her first. First one on the way. Good. Mention how good of a free throw team this has been this year. And the game against the Rebels last year, going 24 for 30. But that one is good as well. So we are tied 2-2. 90 seconds into this ballgame. Near side of wing, catch for Jacelyn Hulskamp. And after giving it up, she gets it right back. Top of the key catch for Reed. Going left, getting bumped by Dollinghouse. Lost it and picked it back up. Kick it back out to Helm from the top of the key. Gross with a hand in her face. Pass to the near side corner. Heels camp. Top of the key. Pass to Deja. Long two on the way for Reed. That's short grazing the rim. Loose picked up by Emma Hardwick. The rebound. Booker pass up ahead. 2-1 fast break. Ever bounce pass to Dollinghouse. That shot's no good. Rebound Everett, and she's fouled hard, and she'll go to the line to shoot two. .555 to go, first quarter. Now foul goes against Reed. That is her second. Reed, 27 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists yesterday, and now she commits her second personal foul. Just 2 minutes and 5 seconds in, as the first free throw from Ebert is good. Second one's up. That one a little bit too strong, and a rebound by Degis. J.C. Degis calls out the play. Standing at 5'4", the far side wing to Heelkamp. Degis gets it back. Pass fake dribble towards the middle, defended by Ebert. Going left, kick far side corner, Heelkamp. Heelkamp gets it back. 2.5 minutes into the first quarter. Oh, nice steal by Hardwick, taking it away from Stapleton, driving right, and Hardwick has it stripped out of bounds, and it'll go to Wildcat. South Gray thought that it was their ball, but I don't know how much more obvious that could have been that it's Frank for basketball. It stripped it out of her hand. Inbound, far side corner, Ebert, 3 on the way. That is short, but then falls in! South Gray ran about 4 times. And Ebert now has put 4 points and a timeout called by Coach Wall. And we'll take a break for 60 seconds back here in a moment here on the MNC Sports Radio Network.
Have you ever wondered what a new kitchen, bath, or office would be like? But worried about your budget? Let Hilltop Creations cure your curiosity with 3 estimates, complete with computerized drawings. To see all the latest options and colors, give them a call. They'll come to your location and discuss what features, styles, and colors you'd like for a kitchen, bath, or office. To see all the latest options available for you, call Lynn and Gail Lears at Hilltop Creations, 785-336-3142.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
KMZA.
Frankfurt with an early 6-2 lead against South Gray. 5 minutes to go, first quarter. Here's Degis, far side wing for the Rebels. Top of the three on the way from beyond the arc. No good for Allie Reed. And a jump ball on the rebound. Possession arrow favors the Wildcat. Jared Fluffy with you. Kurt Kilman back in the booth. Game 3 of our triple header here on KMZA today. Far side wing, here's Hattie Gross to a cutting Emma Hardwick, flashing in the paint, layup, no good. Offensive rebound for Sydney Wap, layup, that's no good on the putback. And loose on the floor, Hardwick trying to dive on it for Frankfurt. He was out of bounds, and he'll stay with the Wildcat. South Gray unhappy about that call once again. We'd love to get Sydney Wap going after getting 22 points against the Rebels last year. Inbound to Gross, top of the key, going left. Spins back towards the right, falling away. Shot up, no good off the right side of the rim. Rebound for Jason Heelkamp. Degis to the far side wing. Heelkamp to Allie Reed. Reed gives it to Degis, near side wing, dribbles left. Back to Heelkamp. Looking around the perimeter against the Frankfurt man-to-man defense. Pass take to the corner, driving. Shot up on the way is good, and one for Guy Helms. And leading score for the Rebels on the board for the first time this evening. Free throw for Helm. That one off the left side. No good. Rebound for Ebert. 6-4, Frankfurt lead. 4 minutes to go here in quarter number one. And Dolly out got lackadaisical with it. It was poked away and stolen. And then a foul going the other way against the Wildcats. really ever picking up the personal. Abby Hurt first. Nice hands by Allie Reed to get that steal. After Bellinghouse just looked away. Looks like corner catch for J.C. Egypt. Here's Stapleton with it. Drives, pulls up, 16-footer. It's good. And Kylie Stapleton ties the game up at 6. Hardwick pass to Gross, almost thrown away, but gets into the hands of the Frankfurt guard. Up ahead to Everett, who lays it in on the right side. And the Rebels didn't get back on defense. Everett with 6 of the team's 8 points. He just hands it off. Helm with her left. Two-cut Stapleton up. Degis tries a 3. The South Claws got it. J.C. Degis, the triple. The Rebels back in front by 1. Now a steal on the press, but landing out of bounds is Allie Reed. But she didn't really, I don't think she landed out of bounds. She was in midair, but maybe her feet were out of bounds when she jumped. So they'll call it Frankfurt basketball. Once again, the Rebels fans not happy. Ashlyn Dollinghouse will make her debut for this evening. And Reagan Mears doing the same for the Rebels. Both teams like to go about 7 or 8 deep. Here's Everett going to her right, stopping in the short corner on the far side. Defended by Huelskamp, hands it back to Watt. Now to Gross, far side wing. Dribbles middle with her left. Hands it back to Hartwick. She fumbles it, but gets it back near half court. 2:45 to go first quarter. Gross will try, a nice fake. She'll drive left. And she fouled going up on the drive, and she goes line to shoot 2. The 2-point basket missed off the left side of the rim. Now we'll go to Kylie Stapleton, her first, team's 3rd. First free throw for Gross is good. Gross, a 77% free throw shooter, and their leading scorer on the season with her first point of the ball game. Two fouls already for Allie Reed of South Gray. She's staying in the game. Actually, no correction. She just exited. And the second free throw is good. The Gross goes 2 for 2. And Frankfurt back in front by 1. It's 10-9. 2:30 left to go. Quarter number 1. Huelskamp shot with the key. Far side of wing, Degis. The far side block, Mears. Turnaround jumper. No good from 8 feet away. Long rebound. And City Wop got it. Outlet pass, Hardwick to Ebert. Far side gets bumped. Nothing called. Drives, out pass, Wop. Shot straight away. No good. Gets her on the put back. That one's no good off the right side. Ebert fighting for the rebound. They're on the floor. It's a jump ball. Possession arrow, South Gray. Couple good looks there for Frankfurt. Couldn't quite get it to fall through, though. And now Lexi Dollinghouse will check back in. She's coming for Sydney Wop. Come to the bench for a bit, try to clear her mind after a couple of tough shots that haven't gotten far away. Coach Everett is talking to her as well. Mears for the near side of the wing, a pass to Callie Stapleton. Crossover dribble, not effective. It's Everett, Big Horn, Hardwick all over it, but then Hardwick commits a reach and foul, and that will be the 13th foul. By Helm, checking back in for Degis. 1:55 to go, quarter number 1, 10-9 Frankfurt. Inbound top of the key for Mears. Drive, gets past the defender, shot up, no good, falling to her right. Rebound for Emma Hardwick. Push up ahead to Ashton Dollinghouse from the right side. Going all the way to the lane, no good. Rebound Hattie Gross from the block, kicks it back out to Emma Hardwick. She looks to drive and kick, Ebert. Goes to the right, gets by a defender, layup, no good, too strong, rebound, Lexi Dollinghouse. And passes out to Ashton Dollinghouse, looking to drive, and a push off, that's offensive foul. Her first, team's 4th. One 1:30 to go, first quarter. Rebels have a chance to take the lead here. Helm gives up to Stapleton. Top of the key defended by Hardwick. Now to Mears. Dribbles to the wing, dribbles off her own foot, but picks it up to the top of the key to Huelskamp. Hand it off to Mir, stop the key. They'll reset here as she backpedals towards the half circle at half court. Catch, stop the key, Stapleton. Trying to get past Hardwick, gives it up to Mears. Back out to Stapleton again, in the corner, kind of throws up a shot, that's no good. An offensive rebound, put back is good by Allie Reed, who was in the hands of a Wildcat, popped out of there. 45 seconds left, 11-10 South Gray. Hardwick, near side, dribbles to the wing. Takes the hand off to Everett, gives it to Gross, drives baseline, gets bumped. Pass is low and dropped by Dollinghouse. It's a jump ball and loose ball. And possession arrow keeps it with the Wildcats. With 29.7 seconds left. Gwyneth Jance checking in for the first time tonight for the Rebels. 5'6 junior. Inbound set off the key for Hardwick. Fires in a pass to Gross. Goes to her right. Back to her left. 25 seconds left. It rattles it home. First field goal of the game for Addie Gross. Brentford retakes the lead by one. 20 seconds to go. Helm. Takes the hand off to Yuleskamp. With 10. Gets bumped. Shot up. Good. And Helm now has 4. 4 seconds left. Across that court. Ash Dollinghouse. Fires a 3 at the buzzer. Too strong. And South Gray will hold a 13-12 lead after the first quarter's conclusion. Back here in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Community Healthcare Systems offers outpatient specialty clinics in Holton, Onega, and St. Mary's. Visiting specialists offer appointments for allergy, immunology, audiology, cardiology, dermatology, ear, nose, and throat, orthopedics, oncology, pain management, podiatry, psychiatry, surgery, and urology. For more information, please contact their Onega, Holton, or St. Mary's clinics, or visit chcsks.org. Community Healthcare Systems, enriching the health and lives of the people they serve.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Not the greatest effort from Frankfort in the first quarter. They shoot just 3 for 14 from the floor. That's just 21%. Meanwhile, South Gray, they shot 54%, 6 of 11. 4 turnovers for the Wildcats, 3 from the Rebels. Back here with quarter number 2. Rebels have the ball first. Chance with the top of the key. Dejus with the bye-bye. And a shot good off the glass. And Dejus now has 5. 6 points for Greeley Ebert. 4 for Addie Gross. And the remaining 2. A couple free throws from Emma Hardwick. Ebert with it. Far side wing calls out the play. Ebert puts it to 4. Bounce pass back to Emma Hardwick. Near side wing catch for Sydney Walk. Senior forward, ball overhead, gives it to Hattie Gross. Bounce pass, near side corner. Hardwick. Nice dish off to Sydney Walk. Fatal layup is good. We'd love to get her going. As mentioned, 22 points in last year's meeting against South Gray with 5 rebounds. Stapleton to Helm. 3 straight away. That is good. By Helm now has 7. And it's 18-14 Rebels. Evers with a drive by. Dump off pass for Dollinghouse is too low. Not a great pass, but fortunately it was last touched by a Rebel before it goes out of bounds. Just 3 field goal makes in the first quarter for the Wildcats, as mentioned. A couple from Ebert and 1 from Hattie Gross. It was 5 free throws that kind of kept them alive. 6:32 to go, second quarter. 18-14 South Gray leading Frankfort. Nice find on the inbound pass to Hattie Gross. Lays it up and in. On the pass from Emma Hardwick. Gross with her second field goal make of the game. She has 6. Cuts their deficit in half. Your side wing pass to Stapleton. Tries a long 3. That's off the right side. No good. Rebound, Sydney Walk. Kansas Tire take the lead here. Out of that pass, up ahead to Henny Gross. Gets past the defender, going to try a three off the dribble. That one is no good. And out of bounds, last touch by South Gray. Allie Reed checking in for South Gray. She has two fouls on the ball game. Here's the inbound to Gross in the paint, and another shot in the paint on the inbound. They'll take that all day. And we are tied, 18-18. Extra points. Mears trying to answer right back. That's short on a three. Near side corner rebound. Sidney Wop once again. He's been strong on the boards today. Hard from the middle. Cross that four dribbles to the right side. Hands it off to Addy Gross. Goes to the right. Hardwick with it. Top of the key. It was left. He gets the steal. Nifty takeaway by the 5'4 sophomore. On the far side. Jumps off Helm. Gets hit. Shot up. Good. Wanting the foul. Not going to get it, though. Tough shot for Vi Helm, the senior. She's got 9 already. It's 20-18. Gross to Hardwick. Far side across half court. Kick it out, Gross. Three uncontested on the way. No good. Off the right part of the rim and rebound for Kylie Stapleton. High post catch for Reed. Dribbles left. Kicks it out. Helm will drive. Hand it off, Reed. Stop the key pass, Stapleton. Touch pass, Mears. Back to Stapleton. The ball moves by the Rebels. Here's a three on the way left side. That's no good by Degis. And saved by Mears for going out of bounds. Back out to Degis. Drives and kicks. Far side corner, Helm. Double dribbles. Flip up. No good. 8 feet out. And a rebound by Breely Evers. Outlet to Hattie Gross. Up the near side. One of the leading scorers in the States. Near side corner catch, Evers. Drives middle and reach in. Call on the floor against the Rebels. Helm goes against Helm. That'll be the first. AP's first as well. Anna Stoll coming in for the first time this evening. Sharp shooter from beyond the arc is Anna Stoll. Three on the way for Hattie Gross. That one's a little bit short, and a rebound for Allie Reed. 20-18. Frankfurt trails by a deuce. Degis. To Stapleton as Frankfurt falls into a 2-3 zone. Three on the way for Stapleton. That's too strong. Rebound Breely Evers. South Gray has made just 2 threes here this evening. That's on your side, and Hattie Gross is fouled and making a catch on the near sideline. Callie Stapleton commits her second personal foul. Her and Reed both with a pair of fouls. A 3:52 left to go in quarter number two. Inbound to Gross near side corner. Defended by Stapleton, dribbles towards the wing, and now penetrates. In the paint. Shot with her left. No good. And a rebound by Meaners. Meant off of her left foot, is what I meant by that. Here come the Rebels. Near side wing. Field camp. Out to Degis. Far side corner, Stapleton. Stapleton going out of bounds and almost threw it away. And now it's loose and picked up by Emma Hardwick. Here comes Gross. Don't have numbers, so Gross will slow it up. Smart decision by the senior. Hardwick, far side wing. Lob inside, Sidney Wild goes to work. Dribbles to her left. Shot up, falling away. No good. Rebound by Mears. Three minutes to go, second quarter. Frankfurt trails 20-18. And Sidney Wild gets her hand in there and pokes it away. Gets a steal. Here comes Stoll up the left side. And she'll hand it off to Emma Hardwick, driving baseline. Gets bumped. Nothing called. Lobs it into Wop. Shot is rejected out of there by Allie Reed. Frustrating game for Sidney Wop so far. Near side corner catch, three on the way for Stapleton. That is short. Tipped up. And picked up by Hardwick. Full court pass up ahead and a whistle. Oh, and a timeout called by Frankfurt. It would have been a breakaway, a layup. I really ever. Coach Ebert didn't call it. So we'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. Here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If you find yourself wondering, but do I really need life insurance? The short answer is yes. But actually, it's no, you don't need it, your family needs it. The answer may be a bit more personal and includes things like car payments, student loan debt, mortgage protection, or even a farm operating note. No matter where you are in life or what your expenses may be that could be left behind, having life insurance in place to protect your family is a smart move.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. See Kirk Peterson, your local Farm Bureau agent in Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
20-18, our score, South Gray leading Frankfurt. With 2:27 left to go in the second quarter. Here is Greeley Ever with it. Driving right. Stops just inside the elbow. Kicks it out to Hardwick. Far side wing. Goes middle, dribbles off her own foot, and turns it over. With numbers. Green keeps it herself. Shot up. That's no good in penetration. And she stepped out of bounds and fully established herself back inbound. And it'll be Frankfurt basketball. So those just joining us right before that break. Frankfurt called a timeout and passed up a wide-open breakaway layup. As soon as Frankfurt got the rebound, Coach Everett called a timeout. Meanwhile, really, Everett was streaking down the side, wide open for a breakaway layup, but it did not count. With 2 minutes left to go, 20-18, still our score. Here's Hattie Gross with it. Top of the key, crossover dribble to her left. Drives aggressively. Shut up by the glass. No good. Short. And rebound from Callie Stapleton. Full court pass, nice find up ahead, but Heuskamp misses the layup, though. Gets her own miss. Bounce pass deflected into the corner, and out of bounds. It'll be great for basketball. Another missed opportunity for the Rebels. The South Gray boys are already in a championship. They're taking on Bishop Seabury, who defeated Centralia in the sub-state finals. Back here in this one, though, really Everett near side. Wang hands it off. Hardwick goes to her left, spins to the middle, kicks it out. Ashton Dong out, hands it off to Hattie Gross. Nice fake, drives, after the 3-point fake, shove over a couple defenders, it's good! From the far side block for Hattie Gross. He has 6 points in the quarter, 10 on the game, and Frankfurt has tied it up at 20. 1:13 to go in the second quarter. Heuskamp, near side wing, to the corner, for Stapleton, dribbles left. Low post, Allie Reed gives it up, Heuskamp now, Stapleton three on the way, that one is good. Allie Stapleton with 5 points. He's 23-20. Not getting back is South Gray, though. As Ashton Dollinghouse slips up, trying to get a foul call. Not going to get it. And South Gray with the rebound. 45 seconds left. And now a whistle and a timeout called by South Gray. This will be a 30-second timeout. Frankfurt trailing by three. Less than a minute to go, second quarter, here on the MNC Sports Radio Network.
It's almost time for the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on March 16th. With spots, crosses, and bergs, over 50 head to choose from. Contact Joe Lamberson today at 785-851-0781. Hope to see you there at the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on Saturday, March 16th.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfurt, wishes good luck to the Frankfurt Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfurt.
KMZA.
Frankfurt trailing South Gray 23-20, 44.8 seconds left, state semifinal. It is Rebel basketball. Top of the key catch for Mears. To the near side of wing, Negus. Now on top of the key, going to work. Here's Helm. She'll give it up back, right back to Negus. Lob it inside, Stapleton. Back out to Negus. Makes a nice move. We'll kick it out. Frankfurt wanting to travel. Not going to get the call, though. And now losing it in the corner is Stapleton. And a nice save by Ashley Dong. And out to the near side. And dribbling into a double team. Gets out of it to Hardwick. 10 seconds left. Out fast. Far side of wing. Edwards, three on the way. That is good. It's tied up with 6 seconds left. Frankfurt won in a hurry. Passport heaves. That is way off the mark, and we are tied 23-23 at halftime. Halftime show is coming up next, brought to you by Highland Community College here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmaltly, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Halftime here in Colby. Jared Sluppy back with you. Kirk Hillman back in the booth. Frankfurt, South Gray, tied 23-23. Class 1A, D1, girls, state tournament semifinal. With the winner trying to get to the finals to take on Little River. Frankfurt's first quarter wasn't their best, but they were able to stay in it thanks to five free throw makes. He had kept them within 1 point. They would trail 13-12 going into the second quarter, with Greeley Everett leading the way with 6 points in that first 8 minutes. And Addie Gross, she got it going with six more points in the second quarter. And Everett made a three-pointer with 6 seconds left to tie the game going into the break. So a solid first half in some aspects, not so solid in others. And taking a look at some of the stats from this first half, starting off with the Rebels, 9 points for Vihelm to lead South Gray in scoring. Also, 5 points each from J.C. Degis and Kylie Stapleton, and four from Allie Reed. For Frankfurt, 10 points for Hattie Gross and nine for Breely Ebert, and then the remaining four coming two apiece from Sydney Watt and Emma Hardwick. Team stats in this one. Frankfurt shot just 32%. That's much better than just 21% they shot in the first quarter. So 8 for 25 in the first half. 2 of 6 from beyond the arc for 33%. How about 5 of 6 from the free throw line? That will help as well. As for South Gray, they shot 41% from the floor, 27% from beyond the arc. They were 0 for 1 from the free throw line. And also worth noting, taking a look at some of the more in-depth shooting statistics, Hattie Gross in that first half, she was 4 from 11 shooting, so if she can be a little bit more consistent in the second half, this team will be in really good shape, but she was 0 for 3 from beyond the arc, but 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Really, Everett was really solid, 3 for 4 total shooting, and 2 for 2 from the charity stripe. And Sydney Wapp, she had 5 rebounds to lead Frankfurt in that category. Well, all right, we'll go ahead and step aside for another break, and we will come back with a look at some of the scores from today's action around the area. Back here in a few more minutes, here on the MNC Sports Radio Network.
Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer in the United States among cancers that affect both men and women, but it doesn't have to be. Did you know that routine screenings for colorectal cancer now begin at age 45? This screening can save lives. When discovered early, it's highly treatable. If you are 45 years or older, contact your Seneca Family Practice primary care physician at 785-336-6107 today to discuss your screening options. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
It's time to think about the future with United Bank and Trust in our individual retirement accounts, or IRA options. We understand that retirement planning can seem overwhelming. Just imagine having your dreams of a peaceful and secure retirement become a reality. So visit our website or local branch today. At United Bank and Trust, let us be your partners towards a secure future and a comfortable life after work. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Get your garden seed this year at Souther Building Supply in Seneca. They have bulk garden seed as usual, and this year they're also stocking individual seed packages. See their great display and selection. Get your garden seed planned and growing with quality seed from Souther Building Supply. And if you need any hand tools, hoses, or other accessories, they can help you with that too. Stop in Souther Building Supply and look over their garden seed selection and get your garden growing. Souther Building Supply in Seneca.
This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Downtown Seneca's best apparel, footwear, and accessory store. We believe in the power of community and the importance of supporting our local businesses. When you shop with us, you're not just buying apparel, footwear, and accessories. You're investing in your local community. At Fitted, we help you feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted with us, and be a part of something bigger. Stop by and see why people come back time and time again to visit with our friendly staff. Shop small, shop local, shop fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
KMZA.
And we're back here on the Halftime Show, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Frankfort, South Gray, tied 23-23. Been a fun one so far. Let's take a look at some action going on around with our area teams. That includes Atchison, the only other area team going on right now. The Phoenix, the boys currently trailing Hugoton 12-7 after the first quarter is the latest update we have there. Games that have finalized, starting off with our first game of the day. Riverside, victorious over Valley Heights, Class 2A in Dodge City, 53-45. They'll be playing in a state championship game against Wichita Independent, 4 o'clock in the afternoon tomorrow. Other games around the area include Silver Lake. They were also able to win 64-49. Their opponent is to be determined, or they will be in action tomorrow in the state championship. That's Hutchinson. Also, the Axel boys fell just short against Lebo. So now back-to-back years falling to Lebo in the semifinals. They'll play Dighton in the third-place game. A tough matchup, the number one overall seed. That'll be at noon tomorrow from Great Bend. And also failed to mention that Valley Heights, after their loss, they'll take on St. Mary's Colgan from Pittsburgh at noon tomorrow in the third-place game in Class 2A. And then Centralia, they fell to Little River 50-42 earlier this afternoon, and they'll get the loser of this game right in front of us between Frankfort and South Gray. And, of course, Frankfort, if they win, they'll take on Little River, trying to avoid having to play Centralia again after losing to them back on February the 2nd. Now back underway here in this one. Wildcats with the ball to start things out. Chance to take the lead right out of the gates. after trailing for the majority of the first half. Lexi Dongyouse hands it off to Brilliant Everett. Now to Sydney Walk, top of the key. He hands it off to Hattie Gross. Looking to drive, and now reverses course. Back out to the perimeter. Goes over dribble. Back to Dongyouse. Dongyouse loses it. And got lackadaisical with it again. It happened earlier. She turns it over again. Left side, shut up. No good on the turnover by Allie Reed, but picked up by the Rebels. Shut on the putback. Good by Callie Stapleton. And Frankfurt survives that exchange by not giving up a basket. Dunghouse needs to protect the ball just a little bit better here. Far side wing for Hattie Gross. She's going to try a three after hesitating. That's too long. And Hardwick trying to save it. She does. It's loose. Picked up by Brealey Everett on her knees. Kept alive for the Wildcats for the moment. Near side corner catch for Hattie Gross. Actually, for a while, now to Gross. Top of the key, Everts goes to her left, now back to her right. In the paint, kind of bouncing in there to Sydney Walk. Underneath the basket, makes a move, shot up the glass. That is good. Easy to get her going. 4 points for Sydney Walk after getting 22 points against the Rebels in last year's state first round game. So the Wildcats with a 25-23 lead. And Wildcats fall to a 1-3-1 zone. They did this coming yesterday. Far side wing for Hulskamp. Bounce pass to Degis. Now the near side wing. Almost went out of bounds, but caught by Helm. Helm penetrates. Gets through a defender. Shot up, no good. Rebound Hulskamp on the opposite side. Bounce pass. Long two in the way is good for Callie Stapleton. She's got seven. Julie Everett cut off just past half court. She'll hand it off to Hattie Gross. She wants to drive middle. Gets in the paint, shut up along to her right, too strong off the glass, rebound Stapleton. So gives up to Degis. Gross knows that she gave one up there. Hands it off to Vihelm, against the 1-3-1, skip pass far side. Hulskamp gives it back to Helm. Driving right, Helm stops, kicks it out, Hulskamp far side corner, turns for a double team, lost it, and steal as Lexi Dollinghouse comes up with it. For Frankfurt. Tied at 25. 5:26 to go, third quarter. Pop hands it off to Ebert. The drive right gets bumped. Stops the third quarter. Pass back to Lott. From the wing. Moves with her left. Hands it back to Ebert. Over to the middle. Up to Gross. Tries a three off to the handoff. That's a little too strong. Long rebound by Kylie Stapleton. Reed trying to push. Kicked it, Degis, left-handed three on the way. That's short from the near side corner, and out of bounds to Frankfurt. Ashley Dollinghouse will come in for Lexi Dollinghouse. 4:58 to go, third quarter. Rebels bringing some pressure in the backcourt with a zone press. To Gross, far side, bring it to the middle, cross that court. Everett with it, back to Gross, top of the key, going left. Gives up her dribble, pass back to Everett. Hands it off, Gross. We're going to go right with it, she lost it, nice hands by Helm, Kobe three, in the hands of Egypt. 2-on-2, fast break, nice give up to Hulskamp, lays it up and in. And Jason Hulskamp with her first basket of the game, and South Curry back up by two. Cross that court, Everett, beats the press, they're going to drive. Stops, pass back to Hardwick. Goes left. Jump stop. Shot up. Over defender. No good. High up the glass. Rebound Hulskamp. Another stop for the Rebels. South Korea has outscored Frankfurt 4-2 here in this quarter. Bounce pass almost thrown away, but gets into the hands of Degis after a tip by Gross in the backcourt. Halfway through this third quarter. Far side corner, double teamed is Helm. High post catch, Reed. Goes backwards, Gross took it away, and she's fouled. Nice hands by Hattie Gross. And that foul will go against Allie Reed, that's her third. Harwick brings it up, hand off to Everts. In the middle of the floor, calls out the play. Hardwick, near side wing. Stop the key, walk. Far side, Ashland going out. On the floor, one. Picks up a dribble, for some help. Hands it up. out to Hartwick from the half circle at the court. Bounce pass, far side, Ashley Dawing out from the wing. Bounce pass to opposite here, the left gray pinch behind me. Hartwick from the near side wing. Got the key catch for Ebert. Gross fighting down low, gets bumped and fouled. And she goes line to shoot two, falling to her left. And that one will go to Allie Reed, and that's her fourth. Reagan Mears will check in, and timeout is going to be called by South Korea. We'll take it as well. 60-second break, 27-25 South Gray with 3:04 to go, third quarter, here on the MNC Sports Radio Network.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
At Honeyman Ford in Seneca, they've expanded their service base to handle whatever you require. From simple oil changes and maintenance jobs to the most complex services needed, Honeyman Ford has made the investment in buildings and factory floor train technicians that make it easier and faster for you. Just one more reason to buy at Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
92.1 FM, KMZA.
South Gray leading Frankfurt 27-25. 3:04 left to go, third quarter. Two free throws coming up here for Hattie Gross. Got a score update for you in the lineup. Atchison boys trailing Hugoton 24-12 at the break. First free throw from Gross is good. She has 11. That's your scoring update brought to you by Hold House Auto House in Fairview. When time to update your vehicle, how many Hold House vehicles have you seen today? HoldHouseAutoHouse.com. Gross goes 2-for-2, and we are tied once again. 3 minutes to go, third quarter now. Far side wing catch for Mears. The top of the key, pass now to the near side. Stapleton lobs it in. Helm goes to work, now she'll kick it back out. Far side for Mears once again. As they stay in what looks to be a 1-3-1 zone. Nope, actually, no, it's man-to-man. They've fallen out of the 1-3-1. Short corner catch, jumper for Hjulkamp. That's short, nothing but net, but the outer portion of the net. Here comes Hartwick. Goes to the middle, hands it off to Riley Ebert, just to the right of the top of the key, to Gross. Top of the key, far side wing for Hartwick. Bob inside, Watt makes a nice move, makes the catch. Shot no good, though. Offensive rebound for Emma Hartwick. Ashton Donghouse wants to drive, so kick it out. Hartwick goes to her left. Penetrating floater. Off the glass and good. Ashton Donghouse on the board for the first time tonight. Frankfurt is up by a pair. They've outscored the Rebels 6-4 here in this quarter with 1:53 to go. Far side wing catch for Degis. She'll fire a three after hesitation. That's a little bit too strong. Rebound for Sidney Wapp. Football pass by Hartwick up ahead. Wide open. Streaking down the middle is Riley Ebert to lay it up. And no good. Missing the wide open layup. And the rebound goes out of bounds. To South Gray. Oh, man. Wide open missed opportunity for Riley Ebert. Beautiful pass from Emma Hartwick to set her up. .136 to go in the quarter. 29-27. Inside wing catch. Kylie Stapleton to the top of the key. On the far side for Dejan. Goes to her left hand, drop the mirror, top of the key. Defended by Ashley Dollingham. Reed, pass by the helm, near side block, and she's down the floor. And that is Patty Gross with the personal. Seems to be okay with picking up that foul. That is her first. Aegis will be the inbounder, which is an interesting decision, just considering her height. He gets it in, though, to Stapleton, and a whistle and a travel. On the near side corner, try to dribble middle. Frankfurt gets it back up 29-27, 1:10 to go in the third quarter. Ever, far side wing. Ball overhead, looking for something to do with it. Hands it off to Hattie Gross. Back to Everett, far side wing. Frankfurt to 16. Hands it off to Hardwick, and she's fouled on the floor. Someone goes against Degis. That's her first. 48.2 seconds left. Jason Heelskamp back in for the Rebels. And Degis in some pain with her, I think her left hand is kind of bothering her after that exchange. She kind of bumped into Hardwick. And she'll get looked at over on the sideline. So Everett, the inbounder for Frankfurt. Far side in front of the Frankfurt bench. Far side corner catch for Ashlyn Dollinghouse. Dribbles towards the wing. And will bounce back to Hardwick. Almost lost it, but picked it up. That was well done. It was a tough pass to handle. To pass it back to Everett. The top of the key, 30 seconds left. Gives it over dribble. Pass to Plus, but into the hands of Gross. High post. Goes to work. Goes right. Spins back left. Into a couple of defenders and jump ball. Good hands by Vihelm. Possession arrow favors the Rebels. So they get a stop with 23.5 seconds left. Gwyneth Chance checks in for South Gray. South Gray can tire take the lead with this possession right here going into the fourth quarter. Very low scoring effort for both teams here. High post catch for Chance. Kicks it out. Stapleton, 10 seconds. Gives up her dribble, far side corner for Mears. With 5 seconds. I'm going to hand it off. And they don't get a shot off. Great defense by Frankfurt. They hold South Gray to just 4 points in the third quarter, and they lead 29-27 going into the fourth. Back in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Telephone Lifeline Program, often referred to as Lifeline, is a government initiative aimed at providing affordable telephone service to low-income individuals and their families. It ensures that everybody has access to basic communication services. Lifeline offers discounted phone services to eligible participants, helping bridge the digital divide and promote inclusivity. Contact JBN Telephone Company today at 785-866-2310 to see if you qualify. JBN Telephone Company, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
FM, KMZA.
Frankfurt now shooting 29% on the ball game. They shot 2-for-9 in that third quarter. They lead it 29-27. It's the fourth consecutive game where they've held an opponent to under 5 points in a quarter. Far side corner three, Lexi Dollinghouse. That's short. Rebound by Allie Reed. South Gray and Wop is able to rip it away from her. And a foul is called on South Gray. Wow. I don't know about that call. That looks to me like it should have been rather a foul and walk or a jump ball. And that foul is against Allie Reed, and she is done. She is fouled out with 7:40 to go. And John Wall, the head coach for South Gray, giving the official an earful. That is quite the call by the official. So Reed, she scored 27 points last night. She's limited to just 4 here tonight. Nice pass to Gross. Shot no good, though. The rebound is good to put back by Emma Hardwick. She's got 4. Yasmin Cervantes is in for South Gray. And Helm had a poke free by Gross into the corner. She picked it back up. Driving baseline, and a blocking foul is going to be picked up on Hattie Gross. South Gray fans behind me really giving the officials an earful. Not happy about the last call. As Gross picks up her second personal. Hannah Stoll will check in for Lexi Dollinghouse. And she'll defend the inbound, which will be thrown in by Jason Hielskamp. 31-27 Frankfurt. 7:15 to go, fourth quarter. Cervantes with a shot, no good from straight away. And that was partially rejected, says the official. Hielskamp once again the inbounder. On the far side of the basket now, looking for somebody to get open. Bounce back Cervantes. Shot over Sidney Wobb. That one is no good at the left side. Rebound Sidney Wobb. Hardwick. Outlet pass far side to Hattie Gross. And now a foul, a bumping foul against Kylie Stapleton. And that will be the second of a quarter against the Rebels and the third of the game against Stapleton. Inbound to Gross, far side wing with the catch from Brealey Ebert. Coach Ebert calls out the play. 1 minute gone here in the fourth quarter. 31-27 Frankfurt. Gross dribbles to the wing. Hands it off to Ebert. Towards the middle. Pass to the near side. Hardwick, nice find for Sidney Wobb. Wide open. Layup good! That's what good ball movement will do. And movement away from the basketball for Sidney Wobb. She's got four in the quarter, six on the game. Their largest lead of the contest is 33-27. Russell pass to your side, Reagan Mears. Right in the middle, jump stop, pass thrown away by Sidney Wobb. So they bring it up. Cross that court to Hardwick. Now pass to Gross. Cross that court. Gross will hand it off to Hardwick. Gets pumped and fouled. Third foul already in the quarter for the Rebels. And that one will go against Reagan Mears, her first. Allie Reed has already fouled out of this game. She fouled out with 7:40 to go. And a timeout called by South Gray. 33-27 Wildcats, 6:10 to go, back here in 30 seconds in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Save 20 cents a gallon with the DinoPay app when you fill up your fuel tank at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and also in Waterville and Blue Rapids. Download the DinoPay app and start saving today. Receive 20 cents off per gallon using your Mobile Advantage debit. Find all the details and start saving your 20 cents per gallon at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and in Waterville and Blue Rapids.
Kansaland.
33-27 Frankfurt. Jared Fluffy back in Colby. Wildcats leading South Gray, 6:10 to go. Frankfurt basketball. Inbound goes to the backcourt for Hardwick. She brings it across half, defended by Deegan. Wobb with it, top of the key, pass inside to Gross, goes to work in the post, shot up, is good and one! Pump the basket for Hattie Gross! She's got 14! Wildcats now with an 8-point lead. South Gray, still scoreless here in this fourth quarter, as that one is good! Six minutes to go in the ballgame. 36-27. Wildcats have outscored the Rebels 9-0 here in this fourth quarter. Spinning the inside, shut up. That's short. Gets out. In the hands of the Rebels, though. The offensive rebound. Driving left. And kick. Near side corner. Hielskamp. Bounce pass. That's thrown away by Ashlyn Dollinghouse. Another chance for the Wildcats. And now a travel by Emma Hardwick with 5:28 to go. 36-27, Frankfurt haven't given up a point yet. Here in this fourth, Gross with a little bit of reach in. Kick out. Stapleton falls over. They're going to get a blocking foul against Emma Hardwick. And that will be Hardwick's second personal foul. Hardwick 4 points on her day. Here's a three on the inbound. It's good for Stapleton. He needed that one pretty bad. That's their first point of this fourth quarter. Duck Race fans are getting wild behind me. 36-30. Here's Greeley Ebert, far side wing. To the middle, Rose drives left. Stop at the block on the far side, kick it out to Hardwick. And they'll reset. Far side wing three on the way for Hattie Gross. That is good! Hattie Gross again! 6 points in the quarter. She's got 18. It's 39-30. Wildcats. And score 10 here in the fourth quarter. Now a foul going up. With 4:30 to go in the game. Two shots coming for the Rebels. That foul goes against Hattie Gross. That's her third. And two free throws are coming up for Vi Helms. After 9 first half points, she was held scoreless in the third quarter. Free throw is good. She is the first Rebel to 10 points. The Rebels have shot just 2 free throws in the ball game. The other one was a miss by Vi Helms. So been 4 total free throws in this game. Second free throw is no good. Too strong. Who's called? Picked up by the Rebels, Reagan Meir. And then the second half, not the total ball game. Here's a turnaround jumper from Vi Helms. No good. Off the rim. And another rebound, this time by Vance. But it has to take it away by Emma Hardwick. 4:13 to go. And Hattie Gross getting some separation in the backcourt for bringing it across. 39-31. Ashley Dollinghouse, 3, far side wing. That one is good! Ashley Dollinghouse, her second basket of the game. She has 5. It's 42-31. And a timeout is called by the Rebels. Wildcat offense has come alive in the fourth quarter. They have an 11-point lead. 60-second timeout. Back after this.
Have you ever wondered what a new kitchen, bath, or office would be like? But worried about your budget? Let Hilltop Creations cure your curiosity with free estimates, complete with computerized drawings. To see all the latest options and colors, give them a call. They'll come to your location and discuss what features, styles, and colors you'd like for a kitchen, bath, or office. To see all the latest options available for you, call Lynn and Gail Lears at Hilltop Creations, 785-336-3142.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
KMVA.
Wildcats offense has come alive. They've outscored South Gray 13-4 as a shot's off the mark for the Rebels out of the timeout. And they now lead at 42-31, their largest lead of the game, with 3:40 to go in the contest. Maddie Gross with it. She leads the team with 18 points. Ashton Dollinghouse has 5 points here in this fourth quarter. Greeley Everett also has 9. 3.5 to go. Gross dribbles to her left. Gives up to Dollinghouse, far side corner, brings it to the middle. Bounce pass out to Everett. Going to waste some clock here. With the double-digit lead, trying to get back to the state championship for the first time since 1981. Gross, with to her left, gets bumped. Stopped just outside the paint from 13 feet away. Pass it back to Everett. Bounce pass, near side corner, 3 for Ashton Dollinghouse. That one's too strong, tipped in the air, and a foul against Penny Watt going the other way. That'll be the fourth foul against the Wildcats. Both teams now will be in the bonus. And that is Wap's second personal foul. By Helm, 10 points for her, has it. Stapleton also with 10. Helm drives left, and that shot blocked by Gross, but an offensive rebound. Pass back out. Stapleton, the intended target, picked up by Emma Hardwick. Brinkford gets the stop. Hardwick to Gross. 2:35 to go. To Hardwick. The top of the key gets bumped by Mears, nothing called. And now a reach in. And that will send Emma Hardwick to the free throw line to shoot two. That is Mears' second personal foul. So Hardwick, 4 points for her game. Two free throws in the first quarter. A 2-point field goal in the third. This free throw for Hardwick is good. Frankfurt is 8 for 10 from the free throw line here in this contest. Second one's up. That one is no good off the left side. Battle for the rebound. It'll be a jump ball between Helm and Gross. Possession arrow, though, favors the Rebels. Frankfurt trying to hold on for the final 2 minutes and 24 seconds for a right to play in the state championship game for the first time since 1981, where Little River awaits the winner. 6:15, the approximate starting time for that one. Long three on the way for Stapleton is just a little bit short off the front end of the rim. Rebound, Sydney Wap. Wap trying to get away from three defenders, and now a foul going the other way. And now we'll go against Mears. That's her third in Wap to the free throw line. For the first time today, 69.8% free throw shooter. Mentioned 8 for 10 from the free throw line after they defeated South Gray last year in the first round of the state tournament. First free throw for Wap is good. 7 points for the 5'9 senior forward. Second one's up. That one's good as well. They continue to extend their largest lead of the game, which now is 14 points, 45-31. And they have outscored South Gray 18-8 here in the second half. That math isn't quite right. Make that 22-8. The three is a little bit short. Rebound for Frankfurt. The 22-8, Frankfurt has outscored South Gray in the second half. It was 29-27. Bounce pass layup good for Sydney Wolf. Another one. It was 29-27 going into the fourth quarter. And now another miss from the far side block, this time by Vihelm. So 18 points here in this quarter for Frankfurt. 1:10 to go. And Frankfurt fans are starting to feel it. They're on their feet cheering on their Wildcats, who are going to be going back to the state title game for the first time in 34 years. That math's not right either. It's like they get 43 years. Now a foul. My second-hand math is much better than my first-hand math. 50.2 seconds left. Hardwick foul. Go to the line to shoot two. Be sure to stay tuned for our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate, as that one is good for Hardwick. She's now 4 for 5 from the free throw line, as Frankfurt will be taking on Little River tomorrow night. 6:15. Second one's up, and that one is no good. And Stapleton fighting for the rebound. She's got it. Out of that pass, though, it's thrown away. They say it was picked by Frankfurt. And in the game for Frankfurt is Seth Parthamer. Section also checking in is Macy Wap. Meanwhile, South Gray, they will be taking on Centralia in the third-place game. That will be tomorrow at 2 in the afternoon. Now another late substitution is Lorelei Bewiso. We'll check in, the 5'10 sophomore. Coming in for Sydney Wop. Really Everett staying in, so is Ashton Dollingham. 48-31, 45 seconds to go. Far side wing catch. This is Jonalee Swagart. Shot no good. Long offensive rebound for Gwyneth Jantz. Macy Watt doing a good job getting her hands in there, getting the tie up. And possession of favor is the Wildcat. So Caitlin Combs will check in, so will Holland Shirley. Got to see most of these girls yesterday as well in the final minute in their win over St. John. Parthamer, the freshman, bounce pass. It was Shirley with it. 13 seconds left, defended by Yasmin Cervantes, and she travels. With 10.4 seconds left. Turning point of this ball game really felt like when Allie Reed fouled out of the game with 7:40 left. Again, Reed scored 27 points yesterday in their win over Rollins County, and that is it. Frankfurt, you got a state title appearance for the first time since 1981. And we'll break it all down in our post-game show. Come on next, brought to you by The Outdoors Real Estate here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Community Healthcare Systems offers outpatient specialty clinics in Holton, Onega, and St. Mary's. Visiting specialists offer appointments for allergy, immunology, audiology, cardiology, dermatology, ear, nose, and throat, orthopedics, oncology, pain management, podiatry, psychiatry, surgery, and urology. For more information, please contact their Onega, Holton, or St. Mary's clinics, or visit chcsks.org. Community Healthcare Systems, enriching the health and lives of the people they serve.
I know I need life insurance, but I don't think I can afford it. Bills can add up quickly. It's easy to look at life insurance as just another monthly expense that might push you over budget. But did you know life insurance can actually cost as little as a dollar a day? It's true. We have coverage options that will fit all your needs and your budget. Please contact Kirk Peterson in Seneca, Kansas to learn more today. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Contact Kirk Peterson in Seneca, your local Farm Bureau financial agent.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
KMZA.
Frankfurt headed to the state championship game for the first time since 1981. They're victorious this evening. They defeat South Gray 48 31, and they outscore the Rebels 19-4 in the fourth quarter and 25-8 in the second half. This is your post-game show brought to you by BL Doors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate online at BLDoors.com. Well, looking at point totals from this one, 10 points apiece for Kylie Stapleton and Vihelm, 5 points for J.C. Degis, 4 for Allie Reed as she fouled out of the game with 7 minutes and 40 seconds left to go, and 2 points for Jaselyn Heelskamp. And for Frankfurt, 18 points for Hattie Gross, including 6 in the fourth quarter. She was 4 for 4 from the free throw line, 6 of 17 shooting overall. Could probably stand to shoot a little bit better from beyond the arc, but kind of nitpicking a little bit, she was 1 for 6 from deep. But she is your player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. So again, 18 points for Hattie Gross. Solid day for Sydney Wapp as well. She had 10 with 6 in the fourth quarter. Also 9 for Brealey Ebert after 6 in the first quarter and 3 more in the second quarter right before the buzzer, knocking down a triple. 6 points for Emma Hardwick and 5 for Ashton Dollinghouse, with all 5 of those coming early in the fourth quarter at a pivotal moment in this ball game. But again, the big factor, 19-4, Frankfurt outscoring South Gray in the fourth quarter, outscoring them 25-8 in the second half. And for the second consecutive season, Frankfurt bounces South Gray out of the state tournament. And that has to feel good if you're on that Frankfurt sideline, the Frankfurt faithful that traveled here, and they traveled in droves. A really good crowd from the folks there wearing the red and the white, as they'll get one more game in the championship at 6:15 tomorrow evening, taking on Little River after they bounce Centralia out of the tournament. And we'll have the third-place game as well between South Gray and Centralia tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. And we'll have more details about that coming up in the next few hours and up on our website, mscsports.net, so be sure to stay tuned for that. Well, that's going to do it for Day 2 of the state tournament here in Colby, 181 Girls State Tournament. Once again, another success in terms of things running smoothly, getting games starting and ending on time. And that is going to do it. Jared Sluffy, Kirk Hillman back in the booth, doing an amazing job as always. Our final score, Frankfurt, on to the championship game for the first time in a very long time. And that's going to do it. Thank you so much for listening here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.